This is a Cortez Radio news update. There are many questions surrounding the death of Jared Lowndes, a 38-year-old Indigenous man, at the hands of the Campbell River RCMP.
Our investigation will determine what actually happened. Just because it's on social media doesn't necessarily mean it is or isn't factual. So we'll do our best to determine exactly what happened. And if appropriate, before we complete our investigation, we will consider releasing some facts, but at this point in time, we're not in a position to do that.
Said Ron McDonald, Chief Civilian Director of the Independent Investigations Office. According to the RCMP press release, just before 9 a.m. on July 11th, a member from the Campbell River RCMP attempted to stop a vehicle in relation to an outstanding warrant. It is reported that the vehicle failed to stop and fled the area. The member notified dispatch, and its description was provided to other police officers in the area. A short time later, the suspect vehicle was located in a parking lot in the 2000 block of the South Island Highway in Campbell River. A police officer boxed in the vehicle, and then a confrontation occurred between the suspect and the police officer, who had a police service dog. During the interaction, the police service dog was stabbed and killed, and the suspect was shot and pronounced deceased on the scene. The police dog handler was also treated for a knife wound. No other persons were injured. Czech News reported what was obviously second-hand information obtained through Faye Blaney, the aunt of Lowndes' two daughters. Quote, "The police dog was jumping through his window, and I think he was trying to defend his puppy and himself. And once he killed that dog, they opened fire," said Blaney, who has been told Lowndes was shot multiple times. Unquote. Lowndes mentioned his dog in a family history he wrote prior to his death. Quote, "My daughter, dog, and I are now broke and homeless, left to wander until our car breaks down." CKTZ News asked Director McDonald,
"Was there a puppy in the car?"
There is information, that type of information. I would be disclosing facts that the witnesses we haven't spoken to yet haven't had a chance to observe and speak to themselves. So again, we don't want to taint any witnesses.
I'm told he was shot multiple times and three times in the face.
Yes, so that is an area that is one of the areas of facts that we do know there is comment out there on those facts. We may have something to say on that once the final work is done with respect to the autopsy and we have all the information there, although we do have some information already. And also once we've had an ability to speak with all of the civilian witnesses. So we don't want to, again, speak to that for fear that it could impact the integrity of the investigation.
Do you know how many officers were involved when they finally caught up with him?
At the end, I would suggest that the best way to describe the number would be to say several. I don't want to really give an exact number at this point in time, but there were several officers involved in the area.
Why was a dog employed?
Well, those types of details are intricate to our investigation, and I'm unable to discuss those at this point in time.
The Independent Investigations Office said they cannot give any information about the warrant at this time, but there may be clues in Lowndes' family history. Quote, "I spent the next 16 years drinking, doing drugs, and wasting my life away because I thought I wasn't worth it. I thought I needed to be ashamed and hide my pain. I can't form any bonds with people to this day. I'm now in my late 30s, and my daughter, dog, and I are homeless, living out of my car, all because I can't trust. The police, doctors, and social workers should have kept me safe. I've done everything in my power to make sure my children don't have to suffer or experience anything like I did. I've been sober and quit partying 8 years ago." Unquote. In the bitter Facebook exchange that followed Lowndes' death, Josie Patterson stated that the warrants were 8 years old. Quote, "None of the charges have been proven. Those are all alleged and always will be since he was murdered before he had a chance to defend himself." Unquote. Lowndes' family history starts with an account of the Wet'suwet'en grandfather's attempt to defend his property. A mining company, quote, enlisted the help of the Supreme Court of Vancouver and the RCMP to steal my grandfather's land, unquote, and were successful in 1907. His grandfather earned enough money to purchase the land in 1922. Quote, however, the Indian agent, an RCMP, decided that he couldn't own the land, so they gathered a posse and attempted to force my grandfather and his family from the land, unquote. This led to an armed 39-day face-off, at the end of which Lowndes' grandfather was allowed to stay, but the property was designated reservation land. Lowndes wrote that he later attempted to settle the land himself. Quote, my band agreed that my children and I could build on John's land. We invested our meager savings into buying tools, working the land, and preparing to build a home ourselves. We started getting hassled by the people stealing from our land, showing up all hours of the day and night, threatening us, attempting to burn down our work, and stealing our tools. They've left messages threatening to kill my children, burn down our homes. The RCMP showed up and hassled us and allowed the theft of our equipment. Lowndes also wrote about the first years of his life. He was 4 years old when the social workers and Vancouver police took Lowndes from his mother and placed him in social care. She was 19. Lowndes returned home, only to be removed again. His account of the next 9 years mentions numerous foster homes, group homes, and assessment centers. Of the latter, Lowndes wrote, we were placed in a group compound, often 2 to 4 per room. We were never allowed outside unless directly accompanied by staff. We attended school on the property. The staff would go on to violently abuse the children. I was personally hit if I talked back, if I didn't eat, or I didn't get out of bed exactly when I was told. I was locked in a cabinet for days at a time. I was sexually abused by the male doctor and a female coordinator. I saw children beaten in front of us to teach a lesson to the rest of us. In 1995, Lowndes was twice charged with assault, first in a group home and then in a foster home. He wrote that he was defending himself from abuse. When he was released from jail following a year, the ministry said they could no longer help Lowndes. That's when he started drinking. According to Lowndes' mother, Laura Holland, he was a changed man by the time of his death. He was a dedicated father to his two daughters, aged 6 and 13. The National Police Federation posted an invitation on Facebook stating, please join us on Friday, July 9th, by wearing red to recognize and remember PSD Gator for his bravery and sacrifice, to support his handler and partner, and others who loved and worked with Gator during this difficult time. Gator was a partner, member, friend, and mentor. Gator was killed on duty in Campbell River, British Columbia, earlier today while tracking a known suspect. Gator's funeral was well attended. A Facebook post mentions the street-side memorial to Lowndes being ripped down and replaced by one to the police dog. Lowndes' friends and family are offended by the attention that the RCMP and Campbell River community have given Gator. You've been listening to an account of the death of Jared Lowndes, who was killed while resisting arrest on July 8, 2021. Director McDonald said,
There have been some facts discussed in both the media and on social media, and there may come a point where we may be prepared to release some information in relation to some of the discussion that's been ongoing, so long as we're satisfied that it won't have any impact on our ongoing investigation and the integrity of that investigation. But at this point, we're still early on, we're still assessing evidence, we're still speaking to witnesses. So at this point, it's not possible for me to discuss those facts.